on SEN. This is Afternoons with Jimmy Smith.
It is, and just before we get to our little mate JA, I'm talking about Jaleesa Apps from Channel 10. Stu says yes. And we got it, and the answer is to the question, do you have the number in your phone on that text line? Yes, mate, says Lordy. Afternoon, Jimmy. Yes. Greenkeeping Rooster. Yes. Rooster Adam. We've got some aubergines here. Didn't need that. Yes, says Jace. Yes. Big G. Yes. Dave, Old Toon Gabby, good on you. Can you tell me why team lists are still not on NRL app or the first try scorers for tonight's game? Dragon Mad Ben. You're talking the 19s, Ben, men's and women's? They're on the I saw them on the Queensland website yesterday, so maybe go and check that out. Lots of representative footy coming up over the course of the weekend. Jaleesa Apps will be in tomorrow to help us call the women's State of Origin game. I can't wait for that. She's on the line. G'day, JA.
G'day. Just for your person who texts in, if you go to the NRL website and you go for news, there's an article that you can scroll down. It says, like, the rep round, and when you click there, there's all the team lists.
Ah, even for that under-19s game?
Yeah, I think it was there. I thought I saw it there a couple of days ago.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I've seen it. I saw it on the QRL website yesterday. Oh, there's State of Origin 19s. Yeah, no. They're there. They're there. Dragon Mad Ben. So, well done, JA.
They're probably just not where you go the fixtures. They're probably just not on that one yet.
Ah, good point. Good point. Speaking of fixtures, big one on Saturday, Samoa taking on the Cook Islands. Now, you've been out at, we had it training yesterday or today with the Samoan team?
Well, actually last night.
Ah.
So it was a bit of a night session out at Cabramatta. So went out there for the training, the Samoan training session, and they also had a fan day. Now, the fans, this was organised because the round, you know, is sort of organising everything on the run.
Mm.
This was only organised the fan day like a couple of days before, and there were hundreds of fans there. I was sort of rocking up going, oh, I wonder what the turnout would be. Like, not a huge amount of notice, and it is a Wednesday, it's cold and everything.
Yes.
The Samoan fans were out in force. They were loving it. It was really lovely to see, and I just love the rep round. I actually sort of wish it wasn't in with State of Origin, because I think sometimes it, you know, we hear a lot about State of Origin and not as much about the rep round as we should.
Yes.
Because there's just so many good stories in there. There's, the fans love it. So that was what I was out at last night. Now, I had a, so this is what I'm working on today for the news tonight. I was talking to Chanel Harris-Tavita about his decision to walk away from the game. He says he's absolutely got no regrets about that. He's very content, and he just wants to represent Samoa at the World Cup, and then that'd be it. So
wow.
I've got that interview tonight. And also Josh Schuster was talking about his late friend, Keith Titmus, who was obviously a Manly Seagulls player who tragically passed away
yes.
last year. But they were friends ever since they were in primary school, and he said all they talked about was representing Samoa together. So this is really special for him. And, yeah, it was just really lovely to hear him honour Keith and talk about how he's doing it for his family and also Keith.
Isn't that comforting for the family who would have been, that, as you say, such a tragic incident last year in a pre-season, wasn't it? We're calling that game tomorrow, the Women's State of Origin. We're going to speak with Emma Tonegato a little bit later on in the program. She's an out-and-out superstar, the Olympic gold medalist. But thoughts on that game too? It just seems to increase in profile every year, JA.
Yeah, it does. And with absolutely no disrespect to the people that have come before it, but I think this year is definitely going to be the biggest year, having had that lead-in with the NRLW and everyone getting a little bit more familiar with the names, the positions and
yes.
the background behind some of the players. I think every year that's what grows it so much, but also every year we've just seen, and I think we all agree, just a huge jump in standard this year as well. So I think it'll be one of the toughest games. And, you know, the women, they don't hold back when they put everything on the line anyone who says they were disappointed in the men's Origin not getting a little bit more, you know, grit about them, the women certainly bring that. They really compete. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, we're talking about you, Hannah Southwell. So that's what we're looking forward to. What about State of Origin? We're seeing some things publicly again from Brad Fittler around the refereeing. My point on that, JA, was that's fine if that's what's happening externally, but internally it's really important that Freddie says it's not about the referee, it's all about us this week.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's an interesting message to sort of, no doubt, like every coach during the whole season are always pestering the referees and always pestering the referee's boss and you know, we'll make sure you watch out for this and, well, what about this call, blah, blah, blah. So, yep. Of course, all coaches do it. So I wouldn't expect the Origin coach to be doing anything other than that.
Yes.
Probably both coaches. But you're right. I think there needs to be less, I guess, internally... the funny thing I find about this Origin, right, the Blues losing that game, haven't we all just panicked? Like, we lost by six. Can everyone calm down? You know, even the team selections, I felt like there were so many changes for a side that didn't get flogged.
Yeah.
So I am a little bit worried about this game. I always thought Queensland would win Perth and Brisbane. Oh. That's what I thought, even as a New South Wales fan. So,
yes.
Could be
Queensland.
Yes. Your friend Katie will be happy about, won't she?
Yeah, she would be happy with that. Yeah, you make a good point around that, the changes that they made. Remembering that there's been a lot of noise around Matt Burton and what he's going to do. And, of course, if Jack Whiten didn't get COVID, he wouldn't be playing Matt Burton, with due respect to him. So that's to be remembered as well. If you look at it, and I know games aren't played on paper, but New South Wales still have the better side in my mind, and Nathan Cleary will have to play better. He generally does. And so we anticipate that from him on Sunday night. What about a little bit of club news around Luke Brooks? Gee, I hope Luke Brooks didn't learn that he was potentially being sacked, and we don't know whether he is yet, but via the media and NRL 360 the other day, I find it hard to think that he could have heard otherwise.
Yeah, well, I noticed Joel pointing out an article last night, which I found really funny. I was listening to Joel and Fletch, and Joel pointed out this article that was on, I think, Wide World of Sports website, and it said a Tigers, in the article, it was saying a Tigers source says there needs to be more, less leaks. And it's like, coming from a Tigers source.
Yes, that's like, right.
Yeah. It's such an oxymoron. But I just... Yeah, you're right. I just feel sorry for Luke Brooks. I don't think there's been any player that's copped as much or has been as under pressure as Luke Brooks. Maybe Ben Hunt is the only other one that you can... He went through a time there where he was just getting hammered for every Dragons loss.
Yes.
But I find the reports around the fact that, okay, so they do want to offload him, maybe the Knights or the Dolphins would be interested, but then the Tigers are going to have to chip in $600,000. That's a huge amount of money. I think for that amount of money, you just have to find a way to use your player.
Yeah, yeah. And all of this taking place without knowledge of who the new coach is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it sort of needs to be sorted pretty quickly too, because... I mean, does the new coach, does he see maybe Luke Brooks? He can. I just think this whole thing that falls on Luke Brooks all the time is, it's so repetitive and it's so frustrating, because I think there was this moment there where you could see, like, Luke Brooks and Jackson Hastings really clicking.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he's always the fallout.
Yeah, yeah.
For him, I think it would be better to move on, because then he can stop being the fallout to every loss.
And that's exactly right. It might be best for the Tigers, might be best for Luke that they part company.
Because of the narrative formed.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt. Hey, I can't wait to call this game with you tomorrow, the Women's State of Origin. We're looking forward to that. In the meantime, can't wait to see that story, Chanel Harris-Tavita and Josh Schuster. I think I'll see it first on 10 News. Is that right?
Yeah, oh, you know the theme song, Jimmy. First at five
was drummed into my head one summer. But anyway, there we go. Is Berkey on?
Yeah, Berkey's back. He's feeling good.
Oh, good.
So you won't have me, which I'm sure the viewers are thrilled about. They'll have Berkey.
No, I'm sure they're not. I'm sure they're not. JA, I am thrilled about working with you tomorrow. I look forward to that. Have a great day.
See ya.
Jaleesa Apps there from Channel 10. Watch that yarn. Sounds a good one, doesn't it? Josh Schuster. Honouring his former teammate, Keith Titmus, who, as we say, tragically passed away in last year's pre-season. All right, we'll get to the news. After the news, we're back. We're finding out what's trending with Coach Key.